Welcome back to 10 Minutes With, and today we have Simon, who we previously interviewed a couple of weeks ago. Simon, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Pav, thanks, you?
Great, that's good. Yeah, so, I mean, we did touch on the fact that you're setting up a business and what you're going to be doing, but we didn't really go into detail on that, so I was wondering if you could tell us what is the name of your business, firstly?
Yeah, of course, so the business is called A Blind Insight.
Okay.
I chose that name because basically the idea is that I want to use my life experience to help other people affected by sight loss, be it themselves or a friend or relative, and give them my insight basically on my experience of anything from mainstream education versus specialist school education, because I've experienced both finding employment, staying in employment, and just anything else, any other emotional or practical support.
Sure. I mean, was it easy finding a name? I mean, did you brainstorm quite a few ideas, or how easy was it to, you know, come up with that name?
Well, I had one or two ideas, and, you know, as you can imagine, I ran them past a few people, and in the end, I just felt I'm pleased to say that I did actually think come up with it myself, so I didn't pinch someone else's idea. But I just felt it summed up everything I want to do with the business, really. Like I say, give people the insight of a blind person rather than, because I think sometimes, you know, when it's a sighted person telling you how to go about things and what to do, it's kind of difficult to buy into it when,
sure,
you think, well, what they haven't been through, they may have, you know, read training manuals and done courses, but they don't live with it day to day.
Okay, yeah. Right, okay. Could you run us through the services or service that your company will provide or is providing?
Yeah, of course. So it's early days, like I say, so I'm still in the very much the advertising stage and trying to see if there is going to be any people who are interested in taking it up. But one main service I want to offer is the opportunity for people to pay for a sighted person to assist them with any day-to-day tasks such as reading paperwork, running errands, visiting places, or even just getting out for a walk, rather than relying on the volunteer services, because my experience has been that although you can ring up various local charities and ask for a volunteer, they don't usually have them there ready and waiting to help. So in other words, I mean, I've waited over a year and had no joy with finding a volunteer. So of course, all that time, life's going on, there's things you want to do, but you're relying on other people and really have no control. Whereas, yes, with my service there would be a charge, but at least you can ask for the help when you want it, for whether that's once a week, a one-off, and at the end of the day, it's putting it in your hands rather than waiting and hoping that somebody comes forward to volunteer to help you out.
Okay, so what organisations or where are you targeting, you know, to really kind of bring in people that you want to help? I mean, how have you gone about it?
So the first, it was a bit of a catch-22 situation, because I didn't want to go promoting the service until I had at least a few sighted people signed up and DBS checked and everything. And
so do you have any sighted people signed up? Are there anybody interested to help you on the sighted side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've now got 9 people already, with another couple coming through the DBS check-in side of things. So yeah, you know, there's definitely the will and interest on the part of sighted people out there to help. So now it's just a case of letting the blind and visually impaired community know about it, to see if there's any interest on their part.
I mean, talk about the Sightloss community. How have you or will you be targeting them to let them know about your service? What kind of channels are you looking to use?
So, well,
or have you used?
Yeah, so obviously through the Talking News, Birmingham Vision, another local charity, they've put an article out in their newsletter to their their community across Birmingham. I'm set up. We have a website which is www.ablindinsight.com. There's also a Facebook page, again just called a Blind Insight. And also, I'm hoping to go on Black Country Radio later in the month to talk about it on there. So just all avenues really to try and. Yeah. Because obviously not everybody uses the internet, not everybody listens to, you know, the Talking News. So it's just a case of trying to cover as many avenues as possible.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, have you had any potential interest? What are people saying about, you know, you and your service? Have people heard about you yet? Have you had a few people that, you know, are interested or would like to possibly see where, you know, how it will benefit them?
Yeah, well, as I say, it's been a bit slow going in terms of this is the first month really where I've been really pushing the advertising to the for potential clients. So, but I've had well, aside from people I know personally, I've had three or four people contact me to find out more about it and how it's going to work.
Great.
So there definitely seems to be interest, you know, but obviously
it's just obviously now getting them on board, I guess, you know, with the service, isn't it?
Yeah, and well, obviously, you know, if they if they want assistance, exactly. And then seeing what they if we can provide it, seeing what they think of it. As I say, will it be a long term thing or a short term thing for them? It's just offering another option, which as opposed to the.
I suppose with the service you're offering, you can have it for as long as you want. So it's like kind of a pay-as-you-go service, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, of course.
It's not binded that you have to be with us for 6 months. So, which is, I suppose, it's niche in a way, isn't it? Because you're saying to people, right, if you need help once a week, we can provide that. If you only need it for now, we can provide that. Or if you need it for 3 weeks continuous, we can provide that. You know, is that the kind of, you know. Is that what you're going for? I'm guessing that's what you're, you know, you're trying to do that so you can like balance it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the idea,
which I think is, you know, is great because you're catering to individual needs and not just going down a specific route.
Well, for me, the important thing is that it's flexible, and by that I mean, because my personal experience with volunteers is even if you find one, there are so many restrictions. Normally, it has to be on the same day every week and only once a week, you know, and then if...
So you've got a lot of flexibility, yeah?
Yeah, so my aim is that when I'm recruiting sighted assistants, I'm basically saying to them that, you know, even whatever time or days you have available, be it, you know, a couple of evenings a week or a weekend, trying to cover as many days and times as possible, so that hopefully, eventually, you know, we'll be able to offer people someone to help them at 7 days a week and, well, not 24 hours a day, but you know what I mean, within within, you know, morning, afternoon, or evening. Because another problem I found was that when I was working full time, I'd come home in the evenings, but the volunteers were only allowed to come and visit you during the day. So of course, you know, that was me out of getting a volunteer anyway. So just because you work full time, you shouldn't be penalized by then not being able to get help to do things outside of work. You know, so it's important in my mind that there are sighted people made available and there to help blind people lead a social life, as you know, as well as their employment.
Brilliant. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's great insight. We do, again, wish you all the best. Please, you know, feel free to mention your website again and number if anybody on our side from Talking News would like to get in touch.
Yeah, so the website is www.ablindinsight.com. You can also email me directly at simon.hill@ablindinsight.com. There's also the Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/ablindinsight. And the contact number is 0330 390 0532.
Brilliant. Thank you.